We turn our attention today to the third from the last chapter of the entire Tanakh, Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Daled, chapter 34. In the very last sentence of the previous chapter, we learned that the ministers, the servants, the close circle of King Amon killed him, rebelled against him and killed him. The people were upset, the masses, the Amoritz, and they struck these rebels and instead appointed Yoshiyahu, the son of Amon, as the king. So he was put into power by the Am Ha'oretz, by the masses, by the public at large. The Posuk now begins to describe the king, Yoshiyahu, his youth, his yashrus, the fact that he was yashor, he was straight in the eyes of God, and all that he initiated to begin to eliminate the various idolatrous practices and idolatrous places of worship and supplant them with a rebuilt and refurbished temple, Beis HaMikdosh. So the Pasuk begins, Ben Shmona Shonim, Shmone Shonim Yoshiyahu v'molcho. He was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 31 years in Yerushalayim. He did what was yoshor. He followed the ways of David his father, not straying neither right nor left. After he reigned for 8 years, meaning he was now 16, still young, Hechel Lidrosh Elokei David Aviv. He began to be Doresh. He began to seek God. He began to connect that much more closely. And in the 12th year of his reign, he began to purify, to eliminate, to purge Yehuda and Yerushalayim from the various idolatrous places, the Bomos, the Asherim, the Pisilim, the Masechos. He destroyed them utterly. And he burned the bones of the Kohanim and purified the lands of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. He burned the bones of those Kohanim who had acted in a treacherous way. And this is what he did in Yehuda of Yerushalayim. He also did, Pasuk Vav, important, Uva'orei Menashe v'Yefrayim v'Shimon v'Yad Naphtali, it's a Kri and a Ksiv, but the Kri is Becharvo Sehem Soviv. He also had an impact upon those who dwelled in Menashe, Ephraim, Shimon, and Naphtali. Now you may wonder that already in the time of Chizkiah, the grandfather, great-grandfather of Yoshiyahu, the 10 tribes were exiled. So who was left in Menashe, Ephraim, Shimon, Naphtali for Yoshiyahu to influence? The answer is that although the majority, the vast majority of the people of the 10 tribes were exiled by Sancheriv, some remained. And this for Rashi is what the word Becharvosehem means. Those who are in the ruins, those few, in the words of Rashi, those Ololos, those few remaining people who were not killed or exiled by Sancheriv. And they lived in caves. They lived in makeshift houses that are called Becharvosehem. And there too, he destroyed. Yoshiyahu destroyed in those regions too, the Mizbechos, the Asherim, the Pesilim, the Chamonim. Chamonim are some sort of an idol through which you worship the sun. Bechol Eretz Yisrael, throughout the whole land of Israel. Then he began a process of purifying the Beis HaMikdash, of repairing, refurbishing, reconstructing the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash. And here the Pasuk goes into some detail describing the names of those people who were in charge of the work, who were actually the architects and the carpenters and the builders, as well as those who were the treasurers and responsible for the supervision of the funds that were collected. And the Pasuk stresses that all those involved, both in the funding and supervision and actual building and rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, were Anoshim Osim Be'emuna, Pasuk Yud Beis. There were people who were working in faith, meaning people who could be trusted. There was no hanky-panky going on there, so to speak. And in charge of them all were the names of given of exactly who was in charge of them all. And there in Pasuk Yud Beis, you have a phrase which is fascinating to me, V'halevi'im kol mevin b'chle shir. Involved in this whole process were the Levi'im, all those who were mevinim, all those who were understanding, who were knowledgeable in music. All those, in the words of the Malbim, all those who were bekiyim b'chochmas ha-muzika, who are expert in music. And Rashi says that when it comes to shira, to singing, to song, the verb that fits is the verb mevin. They understood song. There is, as it were, a chochmah, singing is not just the emotions, it's also the intellect. Kol mevin b'chlishir. Then a very dramatic event occurs. That as they were looking through the various monies that were deposited in the Beis HaMikdash, the silver, Motzo Chilkiyahu HaKohen Es Sefer Toras Hashem B'Yad Moshe. Chilkiyahu found a Torah scroll. What does this mean? Did the Jewish people lose the Torah and now suddenly refind it? A big issue. I'm just going to share with you the words of the Mitzudas Dovid as he explains. Yitochein sha'al ki Ochoz soraf es ha-Torah. The king Ochoz, way back, generations back, burned the Torah. And the Kohanim were concerned lest he burn the special Sefer Torah which was distributed or deposited at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu at the side of the Oron, and he would, Ochoz perhaps, would burn that too. So therefore the Kohanim took that Sefer Torah away and hid it. However, over the generations, the hiding place was lost. And it was searched for, but not found. This time, when the Kohen Gadol Chilkiyahu was searching the Kesef Hamuvo, he was searching through the silver and going through all the nooks and crannies of the Beis HaMikdash in order to repair it. He found it there. And interestingly enough, Chazal tell us in the Gemara Meseches Yuma Daf Nun Beis that the scroll, the Sefer Torah scroll, was turned to the Parsha of the Toichocha, to the Parsha of Kisavo, and specifically to the Pasuk in Kisavo which reads, curses of Kisavo. Yoleich Hashem Osecho. God will drive you, will lead you, will push you, exile you. V'yes Malkecho Asher Tokim Olecho. And the king whom you will place over you. El Goy Asher Lo Yodato. To a nation that you will not know. And there you will be forced to worship other gods. For you will become desolate and destroyed. So the scroll was already open to this terrible pasuk, which speaks of the exile of the Jewish people and the exile of the king whom they will appoint. And remember, Yoshiyahu was appointed king by the people, as we learned at the very end of chapter 33. And this was the Sefer Torah rolled, scrolled to that point that Chilkiyahu found. And Chilkiyahu gave the Sefer to Shofan Shaphan was the man who was kind of the chief of staff, and Shaphan brought this book to the king and told the king, first of all, a report on the progress of the building, and then secondarily told the king about this sefer given him by Chilkiyahu HaKohen. When the king and Shaphan read the sefer to the king, and he probably read that posuk, so that when the king heard that posuk, that he and all the people would be exiled, he tore his clothing. And he told the people, we have to do teshuvah. Therefore, dirshu es Hashem ba'adi, uva'ad hanishor b'Yisrael v'Yehudo. Go out and search all the people, teach all the people. We found the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is predicting a horrible anger that God will vent upon us because we have not kept that which was written in this Sefer Torah. Chilkiyahu went to consult a prophet about all of this. And the prophet that he consulted was a woman, a prophetess, whose name was Chuldah Hanaviyah. And the Pasuk describes her as being the wife of Shalom ben Tokas, ben Chasro, Shomer HaBagodim. This husband was the guardian of the clothing, either the clothing of the Kohanim or the royal clothing of the king. V'hi yosheves b'Yerushalayim b'mishneh. This king, this prophetess, this woman prophet, was sitting in Yerushalayim b'mishneh. Rashi says b'mishneh means between the two walls of Yerushalayim. This was her place. But Radak says that b'mishneh means in a place of study. B'veis ha-medrash, like Mishneh Torah, Limud ha-Torah. She was her place, was in this Beis HaMedrash, in this Mishnah. And they told her about the king's discovery, the discovery of the Torah scroll, and the king's reaction. And she said to them, this is the word of God. Tell the man who has sent you to me, meaning tell the king, that I am bringing ro'ah, I am bringing evil upon this place, upon its inhabitants. There will be great destruction because they have abandoned me. They have offered sacrifices to other gods. They have angered me in all of their activities. My anger burns and will not be easily extinguished. And tell that king who sent you to consult me, tell him what I said, but tell him that because he changed his mind, he had a change of heart, and he humbled himself before God. Therefore, tell him, and he tore his clothing, and he cried, tell him that I, God, have heard his repentance and hear his remorse. And therefore, tell him that I will gather him to his fathers, meaning I will take away his life. But he will be buried in peace, and his eyes will not see all of the evil that will happen to this place and to its inhabitants. And indeed, the delegates went back to Yoshiyahu and told him what Chuldah had said. Now the prophecy is that he will die in peace, A, and B, will not see the evil that will happen to the people. Mefarshim wonder, the end of the story of Yoshiyahu was not a peaceful one. Yoshiyahu did not die a peaceful death, he died on the battlefield. What does Chuldah mean by prophesizing that he would die in peace? And Rashi answers that he will die in peace, meaning he will not see all of the catastrophe that will happen to his people. The king, hearing this, gathered all the people together, read the Sefer HaBris, read the Torah scroll to them, and initiated a mass reform, a mass teshuvah movement among all the people. He made them all those who were to be found in Yerushalayim and Binyamin, made them all attest and affirm to the bris, to the covenant with God. And he removed all the to'evos, all the abominations, from all of the lands which belong to the Jewish people, not just from one place, but from everywhere. Vayaved es kol hanimtzo b'Yisroel la'avod es Hashem Elokeihem. He inspired, influenced the people to worship God. Kol Yomov, all his days, all the long days of Yoshiyahu, lo soru me'acharei Hashem Elokei Avoseihem. The Jewish people did not stray from Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of their fathers. This was the accomplishment of Yoshiyahu. We're not finished with Yoshiyahu yet. We will read more about him, about his accomplishments and his downfall in the next Perek 35.